Hundreds of immigrant rights supporters, clad in red, packed Santa Rosa City Hall. The peaceful group held signs saying, "Yes, Sanctuary City, no one is illegal, and build bridges, not walls." And some even sang to the council.
"I want to sing. I love you. You love me."
That was 5-year-old Frances Garcia, who came with her mother and older brother to the city council meeting. Her mother, Irma, supported the resolution.
"I want to say thank you to this wonderful country that gave me the opportunity to learn your language, to understand you, but at the same time to work and have money to pay all the necessities for my parents. And my heart is full of love, not of hate."
The council heard many residents' concerns and fears over the Trump administration's recent executive orders that some say promote racism and bigotry. But there were a handful of residents, like Glenn Russey, that said the possibility of losing federal dollars was too big of a risk and that the city should respect the rule of law.
"I don't think it's right to risk withholding federal funding. I think we can all agree nobody knows what's going to happen. I'm not here to suggest that anybody should go door to door and kick people out. Quite frankly, a more constructive view or approach might be to try to change the laws you don't like."
Nonetheless, after 4 hours of deliberation, City Council unanimously passed the resolution. The key point of it calls on city agencies and employees, including the Santa Rosa Police Department, to not enforce federal immigration laws or use city resources to investigate, question, or detain persons based on suspicion of immigration law violations. And one big amendment is the name of the resolution, calling Santa Rosa an indivisible city instead of a sanctuary city. Councilmember John Sawyer says the term sanctuary is not an accurate description of the resolution.
"I think that calling it sanctuary is suggesting a more grandiose protection than we are actually able to offer."
Councilmember Ernesto Olivares says the resolution is not perfect, but it sends a strong message.
"I do believe that what we have crafted here today is something that serves our community, it protects our community, it protects the most vulnerable. But we also have to be willing to look at it as to see what the impacts are going to be within our community, because it is going to impact all of us."
The County of Sonoma is also sending a similar message. Yesterday, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors directed staff to analyze ways to better support the undocumented community through county programs and legal sources. And for many residents, these local-level actions are legitimizing their work to find a pathway for citizenship. Like for undocumented Santa Rosa resident Roberto Guevara, who spoke at the city council meeting.
"I feel a little bit more empowered of, you know, having this vote 7-0. And taking that conversation to the next level, especially for people that are opposed to it. I want to make sure that I understand their side and maybe I can be heard too."
And what does Guevara think of an indivisible city?
"You could call it the Twinkie City if you want to. And I would embrace that if that means that we're protecting the community."
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.